Physicists tell us that there is no bulk. There is only information. Matter is made of molecules, and molecules are made of atoms, and atoms are made of subatomic particles, which aren't particles at all. They're waveforms, or probabilities, or concepts, or something, but they're definitely not little marbles that bounce off of each other. We can say they're energy, whatever that means, but we can also say they're information, bits of code that interact with other bits of code in predictable ways that cumulatively add up to what we optimistically call the laws of nature. This is non-intuitive. Deep down, most of us live in a Newtonian world, where gravity controls everything and the apple in our hand is made of tiny tinker toy molecules. If we think at all about atoms, we tend to visualize them as miniature solar systems with electrons and positrons orbiting a nucleus. But this image is astoundingly wrong. There is no way to effectively visualize subatomic structures because they don't look like anything. Letting this truth sink in can be frightening because it means that we live in a world with, literally, no solid ground. Everything we observe is made up of intangible mystery, and we ourselves are made up of intangible mystery. The fact is, we live in an inscrutable world, a world where anything can be true. For if there are no little bits of matter, most of the limits we place on reality are meaningless. A world without bulk is a world where realities can overlap, and William Blake was merely being observant when he said, "A world in a grain of sand, and a heaven in a wild flower. Hold infinity in the palm of your hand, and eternity in an hour." In fact, Blake and all the other visionary mystics that have graced humanity's existence seem to be onto something. Their visions of deep unity, of paradises and other realms existing alongside our quotidian lives, of immortal selves that transcend the body, are more in line with the true nature of reality than the Newtonian sleep of our daily existence. Many of the phenomena that so puzzle us are easily explained by a world in which anything is possible. The UFOs that are seen by thousands every year, the supernatural intrusions of gods, demons, and ghosts, the mysteries of crop circles, Bigfoot, dark matter, and, well, everything, can all be as firmly grounded in the same sort of fungible reality that we exist in. But suppose all this folderol is actually the case, and we really do live in a world of overlapping realities and mystic visions. How do we profit from that knowledge? If any conceivable reality is as potentially real as the one we live in, what prevents us from living in a reality that conforms in every way to our personal vision of a perfect world? As near as I can tell, the answer is nothing prevents us. Nothing at all. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.